This is Tom Rue with the local news for WGXC for March 21st, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. One of the stories with a large impact on the WGXC listening area in the past year was the proposed Pilgrim Pipeline. Here's a tally of local media coverage of the Pilgrim Pipeline, proposed to run from Albany to New Jersey, running through land near the New York State Thruway, I-87, through Albany, Greene, and Ulster counties locally. The 178-mile pipeline would carry Bakken crude oil to New Jersey and refined material back to Albany. While the pipeline largely stays near the Thruway in Greene County, the proposed project veers east of Route 9W, west of Sleepy Hollow Lake in Athens, and then back near the interstate around Leeds-Athens Road. After Catskill, the pipeline veers west of the interstate briefly around Cotterskill Road. Newsroom.wgxc.org, you can see links to searches on local media websites for the phrase Pilgrim Pipeline. We found that the Daily Mail has written no stories about the Pilgrim Pipeline. The Daily Freeman has 26 results. The Albany Times-Union has 10 items to match the Pilgrim Pipeline search. The Watershed Post has 0 results. The Poughkeepsie Journal has 1 entry found, and the WGXC Newsroom has 18 results. WGXC has what we believe is the only quote from a Greene County official on the subject of the pipeline. Here's Greene County legislator Vince Seeley from Catskill talking about it January 14th from a live broadcast at the Catskill Library.
I don't think I've seen any Greene County local politicians on the record on this issue, but out along I-88 this week, they're having hearings about the Constitution Pipeline, where I think there's 68 eminent domain cases. The Pilgrim Pipeline is proposed to go through Greene County, and it does some twists and turns. It doesn't just follow the interstate in Athens. It juts into the east and then comes back in Leeds, and then around Cotterskill Road it juts around too. So there's going to be some local eminent domain issues if this project moves forward. Are you guys in favor or not? Do you know enough about the issue yet, or what's your stance on the Pilgrim?
Yeah, so I'll speak for myself. You know, I don't know enough about the issue, but I'll say in concept I don't support eminent domain. I think that there's other ways that this can be, that there's other mechanisms that can get us the energy that we, right, at the end of the day, this is an energy play. It's a play on how do we as a culture, as a society, keep going, gobbling up the energy that we need. Our pipelines and
well, there's also power lines
in
Athens too that are proposed.
Yep, and to me it's you know, we need to be, I wanted to go off on a tangent, but let me finish this one. I want to see us invest in future technologies, not just expanding the same stuff we have today. And I think, you know, and I'm speaking a little bit out of turn here because I don't have all the details on it, but that's kind of my overarching philosophy on that. We really should be spending the money on really identifying technologies that we and our kids are going to live with, not just these things to expand.
Next up from Public News Service, a story about the CARE Act making its way through the Albany legislature.
When patients are discharged from the hospital, their home caregivers don't always receive training in how to perform important follow-up tasks like administering medicine. A new bill would require hospitals to show caregivers how to do that kind of work, but it's up to Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration and the state assembly to put it in this year's budget. AARP State Director Beth Finkel says the so-called CARE Act would give crucial support to the roughly 4 million family caregivers in New York.
Family caregivers are expected to provide this care, and they want to provide this care, but in an awful lot of cases, they just don't feel prepared to do it effectively.
The CARE Act would require hospitals to give patients' caregivers live demonstrations in how to dress wounds, move patients into beds and wheelchairs, and administer insulin and other medicines. The state Senate has included the measure in its budget proposal, and Cuomo has said he wants to increase funding for caregiver services. Peggy Hernandez is a caregiver whose husband has Alzheimer's disease. She says he's been hospitalized several times since his diagnosis, recently after he suffered an accidental overdose on the drug Theraquil, and doesn't feel like she's received the right instructions on how to take care of him when he returns home. The CARE Act would go a long way to help people in her situation, she says.
The caretakers need support, and we need to be instructed, and we need to be told and shown how to take care of wounds and various other things when we take a person home. It will save lives.
State Senate Health Committee Chair Kemp Hannon and Republican leader Dean Skelos have co-sponsored the bill and are pushing to include it in the state budget, which is due April 1st. For New York News Connection, I'm Derek Hawkins.
Robin K. Cooper in the Albany Business Review reports that at the Journal's Power Breakfast Friday, March 20th, several local business leaders complained about efforts to raise the state's minimum wage. Quote, "It's just a killer," unquote, Gary Dake, president of the 330-store Stewart's chain, said. Quote, "It forces us to increase our entire wage rate," unquote, Neil Golub, the executive chairman of Price Chopper Supermarket, said. Governor Andrew Cuomo wants to increase minimum wage from $8.75 to $10.50 an hour, and Dake says every $1 an hour increase costs Stewart's $1.30 to $1.40 an hour per employee. You can read that full story in the Albany Business Review. National Weather Service in Albany says today will be part, says National Weather Service in Albany says Sunday will be partly sunny with a high near 25 and a low around 8. Wind chill values could be as low as negative 7 overnight. Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 28 and a low around 10. Tuesday, getting warmer, mostly sunny with a high near 39. This is Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.